Begin the current daven, Sefer Bamitzia, Dav Samach Vav. Begin 11 lines down at the top of the Yamin. The Gemara continues with a related discussion regarding what was introduced in the previous daf, where the Gemara had mentioned something because of a brisa we had introduced related to the Loch of HaMishnah, which ultimately the concept that the brisa spoke about was this idea called Pitumei Mila Ba'almahu, which is that when people are deciding something contractual between the two of them, generally the one who's requires that services, he has to be the one to stipulate that condition. If the other party, who's actually the one that doesn't want it, is offering that, but it wasn't documented, then actually it's just a seduction. It's just a way of getting the person to appease, to go along with that contract, but it's actually non-binding. As the Gemara relates the following story related to that idea. Ahush Shchiv Merad was a person that was on his deathbed. The Kasav Lagita Ledebesu, who was writing a divorce document for his wife, and the reason for that is, although he's going to die and she's going to be permitted anyway, is that because he didn't have any children, and she shouldn't have to go through the process of Yibam with his brother. Now, moreover, as Rashi points out, he didn't write that I'm only giving you this get on the condition that I die. Meaning if he survives, it's still going to be a get because he thinks he's about to die. So in Gidvi Isnach, so he was groaning and moaning, like they say, he was giving a krechts. Amrlei, so she said to her husband, "Am I komes nachas? Why are you groaning? Why are you moaning? Ikaimus, don't worry. If you'll survive, didachana, I'm yours. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. This is only in case if you die." Amr Rav Zvid said, "Pitul me mili ba'amhu. This is just words of bimafatim, of way of seducing. In other words, the words that she said is not an acceptance of a condition, rather just to comfort him. But actually, if she wants to, she'd go ahead and get married to someone else, even if he doesn't end up dying. Now, on this, the Gemara asks, only Rav Acham Adiftel Ravina, he says, I don't understand. What's Rav Zvid saying? And what? Ve'ila pitumi mili? Now, if we didn't have this concept that it's not just words, a way of, oh, don't worry, I'll stay, like we had in the previous stuff on the top of this Amid, which was that the other party was saying, oh, don't worry, I'll give it back to you if necessary, which we said, it's just words. It wasn't an acceptance of a condition. So on that, asked Rav Achmed Dittra Travina, what? And if she had said it in truth, and she even took an oath to it, what? Then my, what would the halacha be? What are you saying? That it would sound like from the way Rav Zvid said it, oh, then it would work. That asked Rav Achmed Dittra, but b'didog kaima lemishti tano begita, is it up to the woman to insert stipulations into a divorce document? B'didog kaima lemishti tano, it's up to the husband to create stipulations in a get. In other words, this get is only from the consultation of the husband. He has to if he wants to give it to her on condition. If he doesn't make a condition when he gives her over without creating the stipulation, any other tanai is nothing, is invalid. Even if she said it before he gave it to her. In other words, as Rashi points out, this is not like money where you could say that someone could be meshabed themselves. They can indebt themselves. Where the lekeach could say, don't worry, I'm taking responsibility, I'll give it back to you. Because they could do that. But by get, how could she say, oh, don't worry, I won't be divorced? Who are you? You're not a player at all. The husband is the one that decides to get. If he gave it to you, even if you say, don't worry, I'll be yours, she can't undo that. He didn't create that stipulation. So what's Rav Zvid saying? Rav Zvid saying, she's just saying words. And what, if she wasn't just saying words, if she meant it truthfully and she took an oath that she's going to do it, it would work? How could it work? She has no role here whatsoever in the creation of a get. That says, Ravina ma'adu tema. Now, we would have thought to say, hugufe adaita didakugam of a yov gita. No. If she had said it with, and it wasn't just pitumi mili, it was a real valid statement that she was saying with an oath and so on, then he himself would give it based on her stipulation. And with her words, he gave it with that intention. So Kamash Malan, that's why Zid has to say that it's Petumi Mila Ba'alma. Because if it actually had some validity, those words, where, as we said, if it was the right party saying those words, then it would have validity, and the husband would be giving it based on what she said. But since, like we said, that even the words she herself are saying are not real words, they're just words of seduction, words of getting him to go through and give her the get, therefore, it has no validity, and she can go ahead and get married to someone else, even if he doesn't pass away. Now, the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our Mishnah, that, again, the topic of our parak is talking about the topic of ribis. So the Mishnah said, in contrast to the case of the Reshim, that if the lender tells to the, if someone takes a loan on a field, meaning to say the borrower says, here, this is collateral for the loan, and the lender tells to the borrower, look, if you don't pay me back the debt within 3 years, the field is mined, even though the field is worth more than the loan. And says the Mishnah, Harehi Shaloi, which again the Rishonim discussed why that's not a problem with Ribbis, but that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that it's okay, even though he lent him a certain amount, he's taking back more than that. And that's how Baisis Ben Zain used to do this based on the agreement of the sages. So again, that's what Agamor quotes Hilbel. So Dehu Vuchulu, if the guy lent him money on his field, and then he made this condition that if he's not paid within 3 years, that he's going to take the field, and he could do that. So Amar Rav Huna, he qualifies this halacha of the Mishnah, again, which is not directly on the topic of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is talking about there's no problem with Ribbis. But together with that, Rav Huna will stipulate, will clarify and qualify that this halacha actually depends. Because we run into, which is the discussion of this Gemara, parenthetically, the discussion of Asmachta, which is that if someone takes upon himself a responsibility of something much more than really what he really would intend to, it's just he wants to show that he's going to really fulfill his words and say, hey, you know what, if I don't, yeah, you could take my field. What do you mean? I borrowed $100. You give me the $1,000 field. If you don't pay within 3 years, yeah, I'll give my field even. Does not intend to give his field. That's what's called a smacht. It's just I want you to rely on me and I'm showing you how confident I am. So that's what Amar Rav Huna comes to qualify. And he says, Bishas Matan Mois, if this condition was made on the condition that if he doesn't pay within 3 years, then the lender could take the money, that's only if he made this condition at the time when the monies were being given over, when he took the loan. Then, Kana HaKoil. That's when, and again, as Tesis points out, that even though Rav Huna holds that in generally, Asmachta is Loikanya, which is the Shas Sugya, a topic which is if someone promises something more than what he really means, but he made that promise, does that create a kinyan or not? Rav Huna holds that generally asmachta is not kanya. But when he makes the guarantee during the time of when he's giving the money, then the lender could acquire the whole thing, then asmachta would be kanya. But la'achar matan mois, but if he made the condition after the money's already loaned, then actually what he's saying has no validity, and loikona ela keneged ma'isav, and the lender will only acquire in the field according to the amount of how much the loan was, but he's not going to acquire the whole entire field. Now the Rian Tosa explains the reason for this is because since he's acquiring more than what is general, now here, in other words, he explains why over here Rav Huna would hold, even though general asmacht is loikanya, here it would be kanya. And the reason for this is because since he made the guarantee at the time of the original loan, when he made the field collateral, which is similar to like a sale. That is, he's makhnim him to the whole field to be meshabed in this halacha of a mashkin, of a collateral. So therefore, he's actually giving it to him. Moreover, he's getting a favor when he's getting the loan. So therefore, when he's agreeable that it should be the lender's, if he doesn't pay him within 3 years, his intention is to fulfill that. In other words, and not just what we call a smachta, that he should rely on his words to say that he's going to do this. No, actually he does conclude and says, you know what, I really want you to have this field. I know it's much more, but you're doing me a favor, you're lending me money, you don't have to lend me. If I don't end up paying, I plan on paying, but if I don't, I really want you to have it. It's not just an smachta. Now, Rav Huna holds it, that's only if it was during the time of the loan. Because then it's when he appreciates the loan, and then it's actually when the mashkin is going into transference from him to the lender, so he's actually giving him the whole thing. But Rav Nachman, before he retracts, holds even bigger as the Gemara brings. Rav Nachman, he says, "Afila achar matan mois kanakol." He says, "No, even after the loan was given, let's say within those 3 years, a year into him, he sees him. He says, you know what? If I don't pay back, I want you to have the whole field." Even then, he so feels so indebted to him that it's not just an asmachta, which generally lets it be loikanya, but here it would be kanya because of the how he feels indebted to the lender and that he gave it to him. Anyways, it's collateral. Therefore, even then, it's going to work. See, we have machlikas Rav Huna and Rav Nachman regarding this halacha of the Mishnah. Yes, yeah, not going to be ribbis, but would this condition of giving the field after 3 years work? Rav Huna says only if he made the condition during the time of the loan. Rav Nachman says even if he made the condition after the time of the loan. Now, actually, the Gemara brings a story that of Rav Nachman Uvda. So Rav Nachman actually did a story, Gabi Resh Galusa, by the household of the Resh Galusa, who was the household that was in charge of all the people in the diaspora in Babel, Kishmaite, according to his teaching, which was, although the guarantee was only made by the borrower to the lender after the loan was done, and then the time expired, he said that, okay, it goes to the lender, because, again, although generally it's smachta lekanya, but in this case, it would be even after the time of the loan. Now, Karoi Rabbi Yehuda Lishtari, but when this document was shown to Rabbi Yehuda, which is that it should go to the lender, Rav Yehuda tore it up, essentially saying that it's not a kinyan and it doesn't go to the lender. So Amalei Rish Galusa, so Rish Galusa said to Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda kara l'shtarcha. Rav Yehuda tore up your document. You wrote that it should go to the lender, and Rav Yehuda tore it up. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to the Rish Galusa, Dardika kare? What do you think, a child tore it up? Gavar Abba kare, a great Tamil Chacham, a great person tore it up. In other words, he didn't tear it up for no reason. Obviously, Chazabe Taim Abakari obviously saw a reason for this, and he tore it up, holding that, again, as we say, Asmacht is Leikanya, and that it doesn't go to the lender. Ikadami, they would say a different version, that Omalei, what Rav Nachman responded to the Rish Galusa was, Dar de Kukare, a child tore it up, the Kule Amal Gabadidi, Bedina Dar de Kinina, because the whole world, in regards to me, in regards to monetary law, are considered children, because Rav Nachman was very proficient in the laws of dinim. Now, Hadam Rav Nachman ultimately retracted and he actually went the other direction, the other extreme. Although originally he had said, even more than Rav Huna, that is, even if the Tanai was made after the time of the loan, and that the Asmachta would be Kanya, ultimately he said, Afilu b'shas matan mois, even the condition of the Halacha of Mishnah, which we're surely going to ask, was made at the time of the loan, l'kanav l'klum. The lender does not acquire anything, it doesn't get anything more than what is owed to him in the money that we say Asmacht is like Kanya. Now, that is very Rav Lav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman from the Halacha of Mishnah. Mishnah said clearly, Im iyat nisanli mikan b'chaloshanim, the lender said to the borrower, if you don't pay me the loan from this date up until 3 years from now, harei shali, then the field belongs to me, even though it's worth more. Again, that was the chiddush of the Mishnah, although that seemingly should be ribbis. It's not. It's going to be mine. Now, but one thing we see is harei shalai, it's going to be his, says the Mishnah, even though that's way more, and that's what's called an asmachta. He's promising something more than what he really should, and yet we see that it's going to be kaina. You say asmachta is not going to be kaina, even if, like the case of the Mishnah, it was done at the time of the loan. So Malais Rav Nachman responded to Rabbi, he says, look, ani, me, I used to, oimer, I said, asmachta kanya. I would say that, yes, that he would acquire the whole thing, because an asmachta, a reliance on what he's promising even more than what he needed to, is going to be a kinyan, as we actually had in the first version. But he tells him, Minyumi Amar, but Minyumi, he disagreed on me, and he actually ended up making me retract from my opinion, and he told me that Asmachta loy kanya. That Asmachta, which again is just a guarantee, that so you should rely on what I'm saying, that if I don't fulfill what I'm telling you, you could take for really what I owe you 100, you could take even 200, that's what's called Asmachta, that's not going to be kind. So therefore, that's why I ended up retracting, and that's why I said, like I just said now, like Minyumi. That's what the Gemara asks, Uda Minyumi Kasha Masnin. So what does Minyumi do with the Halacha of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says clearly, a case of Asmachta, that it does work at least at the time of the loan. So the Gemara says, Ibai same, if you want, you could say the Masnit Rabbi Yasi. The Rabbi Yasi, that the time of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yasi, which is brought in Baba Basar, Kaf Samachesam and Aleph, regarding a case of when someone already paid a part of his debt, and then they went and they put the document, since it was partly owed, partly paid, in the hand of a third party, and then the borrower guaranteed if he's not back at a certain time, then it's totally free, that's totally should be considered owed, and which is an asmachta, where you're promising more than what you really had to, but he just wanted him to realize that he's going to go ahead and end up paying the whole thing. So we're basically the Amma that he says asmachta kanya, that although it's an asmachta, but it is going to be kaina. So therefore, it's not difficult on Minyumi and Rav Nachman, because they hold like the disputants on Rav Yasi. The Talmud Mishnah is like Rav Yasi. Or as we continue to Tamid Beis, Ibai Sim, if you want, you could say, and the reason why the Halacha of the Mishnah is not difficult, because the Halacha of the Mishnah is talking about the Amar Leid that he tells him, Kinei Me'achshav, you should acquire it from right now, if I don't give you from now up until 3 years. Whereas what the Gemara is answering is that that's not an asmachta. Rather, that's a full-fledged kinyan, because the condition was, I'm selling it to you right now, with the money that I owe you, if I don't end up paying you within 3 years. So this guy accepted upon himself that, look, if he pays it within 3 years, then he'll give him back his field. But essentially what he's doing is he's saying, no, you acquire it right now. Now Rashi just points out that, so what's going to be with the payers in those 3 years? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the leker could actually eat it. Because as we said on Samachem Ad Beis, that since it's only tzadeched beribis, it's not for sure going to be ribis, depends if he pays it up ultimately or not. If he doesn't pay it up, then it was the lekech, what we call the lender, from this point on, so then he could eat it. Whereas according to Rabbanan, you would have to put in a third party, because it would be problematic, as we said in the halacha of the Mishnah. We're not sure it could turn out to rubus either way, which either one is eating, it depends which way it ends up turning out. But that's what the Gemara is saying. It's not difficult, because although we say that a smachta is loikanya, it's not an smachta. It's a sale right now. Smachta is when he's promising, oh, if I don't pay within 3 years, I'll give you much more than what I owe you right now. Well, that's a smachta. That wouldn't be kinda. Here he's selling it to him right now. Sale, there's no problem with smachta. You could sell, if you want to sell something worth $1,000 for $100, go ahead. It's just that, but if I pay you back within 3 years, then you give me back the field. Okay, that's okay. That's not a contradiction from the halachas of a smachta. Nothing more continues on this halachas of a smachta. Amalei mar yinuko mar kashisha, who are the b'nei d'Rav Chisda, they said l'Rav Ashi, the hachei amri nardai, this is what the Nardians said m'shmei d'Rav Nachman. That hay asmachta, this asmachta, bizmane, which the assumption of the Gemara, what bizmane means to say, that if the time of the deadline had reached and the guy didn't give his money yet, and he said, if I don't pay you within that amount of time, then you could have all my field, that then kanya, then it acquires. But lo yizmane, but before it reached the time, the deadline, then lo kanya, then the asmachta is not kanya. So that omalei, so Rav Ashi said to the Bnei Rav Chisda, kol midi bizmane kanya. What do you mean? Everything acquires only when the deadline reaches. And below is money like honey. When it's not the deadline, of course not acquiring, because the whole promise was, let's say the case we're discussing up until now, of the case of the Mishnah, which if I don't pay you within 3 years, then you can go in and take my field, which is nasmachta, because he's promising more than he has to. He's just trying to show him, oh, I'm going to pay. So what's the chiddush? Of course, it's only when it reaches the time. So and therefore he says that dilma hachi kamrita. Maybe this is what they said. Ashkeche, if the borrower encounters the lender begoyz mine in within the time frame, meaning before the deadline's up, va'amarle kane, and he tells to the lender, go ahead, acquire my field, meaning I'm not going to redeem it anymore, meaning regarding the money that I owe you, I'm not going to pay you back, and therefore you can go ahead and acquire my field. So kane. So then the lender could go ahead and acquire it because he concluded the sale. In other words, because if not, why is he telling this to him? He can't even summon him to court to go ahead and collect the money yet. It's not even the deadline yet. Why is he telling him this? Obviously, because he really means it. He says, go ahead, I'm not paying the money. I count on him enough to pay. You go ahead and take the field. He could take it. But what he meant when it says by zmane, but if he told him that after the time period he counted him, and he said to him, acquire it, that's what b'lei zman. B'lei zman doesn't mean before. Zmani means to say when it reaches, zmani is when it's actually in the zman. B'lei zman means to say that after the zman, v'amalei, and he says to him, k'nei, then loy koni, then he doesn't acquire it. My time, what's the reason? Machmas kisufahu dekamalei. He's only telling to him because he's embarrassed. So the deadline already reached, he says, you know, you told me you're going to pay. He says, you know what, forget it. You can go ahead and acquire the field. I'm not going to pay. But really, it's not true. He really wants to pay. So therefore, that's still a smachta, and therefore, it's not going to be kind. Now, says the Gemara, v'lohi. But actually, this halacha is not true. Tafil b'goyizmani namaloy kani. They actually know, even if he tells him within the time that he owes him, within before the deadline's up, and he tells him to acquire it, he's not going to acquire it. Now, behind the kamaloy kani, in this day, he tells him to acquire it, which originally, that the halacha that we said over said, that in that case, he would acquire it, because why is he telling him? He doesn't even have to pay him yet, obviously, because he's telling him he's not going to end up paying it. It's not true. Kasava, he thinks, meaning the borrower thinks to himself, when the time reaches, I can't take these deadlines. I don't want them to bother me. And he's just trying to push him away, but it's only because he's embarrassed, because he knows he's not going to have the money in the next few weeks. So again, even though it's begoyz minay, that's what says the Gemara, no. The halacha, which was said, which we explained, was that begoyz minay, if he promises him that he could take it, then he could take it, whereas afterwards, only because he's embarrassed, he cannot take it. The Gemara says, no, even begoyz minay, it's because he's projecting already regarding what's going to be, and he doesn't want to have to deal with him. He says, no, go ahead and take it, but really, it's still back to the halacha of asmachta, and it's not going to be kinder, because he really wants to pay it. He's just worried how he's going to go ahead and do it. Now, however, Amar Papa, he continues on this line of reasoning, and he says, "Hay asmachta, this asmachta, can guaranteeing something more than what one has to, just as a way of proving your point, but that ultimately could happen, is zimn kanya, sometimes it will acquire, but zimn loikanya, sometimes it will not acquire." And he explains, he says, let's say ashkeche, if the lender encounters the borrower on the date when the money is due, and he finds him, the koshasi shecher, finds him in the bar drinking beer. So obviously this guy is not depressed trying to find money to redeem his field. And obviously, he intends that let the field stay by the lender because I'm not finding money to pay it up. So obviously, that his intention was he had guaranteed that Asmachta is true. So if it's kani, then the lender will acquire the field. But the Kamahapa Chazuz, if he finds him on the day when it's due, he's running from one gemach to the next, from one bank to another one, trying to collect money, then like kani, then he has not acquired it. Because again, we see that he didn't really intend to. The concept of Asmachta is he doesn't intend to really fulfill that condition. It was just what's called a guzma. It was an exaggeration, saying, you know, if I don't pay you, go ahead. You don't mean that. You just want to show me how serious you are. So if this guy is trying to collect money, obviously he didn't intend for that Asmachta. The guy's drinking beer in the bar. Obviously he intended. He says, yeah, let him keep my field. And if then the guy can keep the field. Now, however, Amalei Rav Acha Mediftel Ravina, he asked, Dima lefakuchei pachde koshasi? How do you know what his intention is when he's drinking? How do you know it's because he's just sitting back and he wants to let the guy keep the field? Maybe it's because he wants to calm down his nerves because he's so worried about his money, like the Pasuk says in Tilim, V'yayin yisamach, that wine helps a person rejoice. Maybe he really wants to pay it up and he's so afraid that he's going to lose his field. Oh, he's going to lose three times on his money. Maybe that's why he's drinking beer. Or inami, or maybe a different reason, I'll tell you. In the Shechina, maybe someone else guaranteed him that he's going to pay up his debts for him, if he's drinking. But not because he intends for the field to stay there. How do you know that? It's because he wants it to be, and therefore that's machtas kanya. Maybe it shouldn't be kanya. So Elam Ravina, rather Ravina says, a different qualification. Ikapid bidmei. If, on the day when the money is owed, he sees that the borrower is very particular about the sale of his objects, that he's not selling it any cheaper than their actual value, which a guy owed money would sell it a little bit cheaper because he wants to get some liquid cash to pay up the debt so that it doesn't, that the asmachta doesn't end up going through. So if this guy is very particular, he's not selling anything less than exactly their worth, then vade kani. Then obviously he's not concerned about if the field that he owes money for stays by the lender, and therefore in that case asmachta would be kind of. On that Amalei Rav Acha Mediftel Ravina, he says, but how do you know? Dilma Saver, maybe that's not his logic. Maybe it's not because he doesn't care. Maybe he wants to really redeem it. But maybe the borrower thinks, he doesn't want that his land should be devalued because if people see him trying to quickly get money together and that he's going to be selling his land even cheaper than what they're worth, so maybe then all his land, all his property is going to go down the valley. People say, oh great, he's desperate. We could really get a short sale over here. On that, says what Rav Acha Medifti, that maybe really it's a situation of ma'inus. Maybe it does not conclude and end up wanting that his field should stay by the lender. He just doesn't want to sell cheaper than what it's worth because then it's going to be a major loss for him. But maybe he really does want to get money to redeem his field, and if Asmachta should still not be kanya. Elam Rapapa, rather Rapapa gives the following qualification. He says, Ikopid be'ara, if he sees by the borrower that the borrower is particular not to sell anything of his land, even what is worth its value, that's where we would say the vade kani. Then for sure the lender could acquire because he could sell. And he could sell for even its value. And he's not selling, obviously, because he doesn't care anymore. He wants it to stay by the lender. And therefore, in that situation, asmachta would be kanya. Another halacha from Amar Papa on this topic is, Avagav de Amar Rabban and asmachta lekanya. Although the rabbis say that an asmachta, a guarantee more than what should be, is not going to actually be a kinyan, but apaytiki havila migvamine. But one thing that it will be at least what's called an apaytiki. Apaytiki is when someone owes someone else money and he says, apaytahikai. From here, don't worry, even if I default and I go, this bankruptcy, I have nothing to pay money, from this field, and fields don't disappear, is apaytahikai. From this is where you could collect from. So what Rav Papa is saying is, although the asmachta was, oh, I owe you $100, you see this field worth $1,000, I don't pay up in 3 years, you could have the whole field. Really? What? Yeah. No, asmachta is like kanya. No, he was just hyperbolic. He was just saying it so that you should trust him that he really means to pay up the debt. But is what Rav Papa is saying is, he will at least be able to collect $100 worth, which is what the actual debt is, from that field itself, if the guy doesn't end up paying up at that point in time. It will at least be an apaytiki, even though it's not an asmachta. On this halacha, Amalei Rav Huna b'Rida Rav Nosson Rav Papa, he asked Rav Papa, I don't understand. Did the guy say that you should be able to acquire this field for collection purposes? No. He didn't say that it's not poetic. He says that it's not, he said it as an asmachta. So since asmachta is leikanya, so how does it help to be at least not poetic? But he never promised him that it should be not poetic. Now, on that question, Amalei Marzutra Bereda of Mori Ravina. Marzutra Bereda Rav Mori, he said to Ravina, what do you mean? And v'i amar kani lemigvah minei. But if he had said that he should acquire it to be used as a collection from that field, meaning as a collection, not in the smachta, but how much the debt is, then kani, then it would be acquired. What do you mean? He says, saif, at the end of the day, asmachtihi. Ultimately, it's still going into the same category of nasmachta because he didn't tell him, acquire it for collection. Rather, he said that if I don't pay you the debt I owe you up until 3 years, then you'll be able to collect from it. Now, again, that's nasmachta because every time you say di, that if, meaning, oh, don't worry, if I don't, then dot, 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 that's nasmachta. V'hasmachta le'kanya. And nasmachta is like not going to be kindness. So what was the question that was asked on our papa was, what do you mean? You said asmachta, that's not kinda. But regarding the collection, as my point will be. So the question was, what do you mean? How could it even be? The question was, how could it be a paitiki if he didn't promise that? So the Gemara asked, and what do you mean? And if he did promise it, why is that any better than a regular asmachta? So asmachta is more money. Here it's also, here it's only if I don't then, but he doesn't want to even give the value of the debt in the field. So ultimately that's an asmachta, and even that shouldn't be kinder. So what are you saying because he didn't say it? Because but if he did say it, it also shouldn't be. So Ella rather says the Gemara, which also answers the original question on Papa, the question of Rapunna Brid Rav Nosson, apoitiki de gomer Papa mahi. What was Rav Papa saying that in the case of asmachta, that although the asmachta will not be kinder, but at least it will be in a paitiki, what was Rav Papa saying? The amalei that he said to him, lo yehe lucha paroin el mezu. That he additionally said, it wasn't just that he said, you're right, if he just said in the asmachta, he's not going to get it also as in a paitiki. But he said that whatever you're going to collect from me this debt should only be from this field, meaning even within the 3 years. And that is, if I don't give you from, if I don't pay you up the money that I owe you, so then, he said two things. He said, look, first of all, I owe you this money. And if I'm going to pay you up, it's going to be from this field. If I don't pay you up, even from this field, if I don't pay you up anything within 3 years, then the whole field should be yours. And that's what Rav Papa says, that although the second condition about the whole field being his, it's not going to acquire after 3 years because that's nasmachta le'kanya. But the first part that he said that it's going to be napoytiki to collect from it, where even without the asmachta he made a napoytiki. That's what he said that's going to work. In other words, you don't say that the whole thing's out, the baby with the bathwater. You don't say the whole thing's out. He promised two things. He says napoytiki and asmachta. And although it's not going to be asmachta, but a paitiki will be that the collection should be from this field, and therefore he could collect at least the amount that's owed to him from the field itself. Now the Gemara brings a similar discussion with the Rav Papa saying, and then the question of Rav Acha and Ravina. Hahu gavra dezoven le'ara l'chavri b'achrayis. So a certain person that sold his field to his friend with responsibility, with liability, with insurance. So amalei, so the consumer said to his friend who was selling it to him, look, itar fule minai, if your collectors do end up collecting from me, so therefore I'm going to come back to you and collect from you, magvisli, I want you to be able to collect for me, meaning related to the money that you're going to owe me, mi idi idis ti islach, from the best of the best that you have. I know you promised you're going to pay me back, but I want you to pay me back from the best of the best that you have. So Malay, so his friend, the seller, said to him, look, mi idi idis le magvinalach, I can't give you my best of my best. To be in lemekim kamoi, I need my best of my best. El magvinalach mi idis achem disle, but I'll give you my other best, my second best, that I'll pay you back if my collectors end up taking the field that I'm selling you away from you. Now, l'seif tarfumine. At the end, his collectors did take it away from his friend who bought it from him. So, now, but moreover, asa bidka, there was a tidal wave that came, and shokale idi idis came and ruined the totality of his best fields. Now, this guy now was coming, his friend was coming to collect the second best, which was the condition that they made. So, on that he says, now the seller tells him, no, I don't want to give you my best, meaning my second best, because that's my best now. I want to give you only the second one under that, meaning my intermediary fields. So says the Gemara, Savra Papa Lemei, Papa thought to say, look, Me'idis Amale, he promised him his second best. Well, Kaima, that's around. He has to give him what he promised him. On that, Amale Ravach Medif to Ravina, no. Because Velemele, let the seller tell to the borrower, Ki Amrlach, let the seller tell to the buyer, that ki amri loch ano magvina loch. When did I promise you and tell you that I'm going to collect for you and give you back what I owe you from my regular best fields? That was the havi idis kaima. That was under the assumption, which it was, that I had best of the best. Now, but hashtab, and now, kaima lai idis bemokim idis. Now my regular best takes the place of the best of my best, because now that's the best of my best. And if I don't have to give you even the best, I have to give you the one under that, because that was what we had made up. Although originally the second best was the idis, now I'm going to give you only from the bainness. Another halacha that's going to talk about Rav Papa again. Rav Bar Shava, have a mastig bei Rav Kahana Zuzi. Rav Bar Shava owed money to Rav Kahana. So Amalisi said to Rav Kahana, look, Eloi parano lach liyem plenty. If I don't pay you up by that date, gavi mahaicham, you could collect from this wine that I have. And they set the amount of the money that he owed him in the wine at that point in time. And therefore, it was a certain amount of wine that he owed him. Now, ultimately, that was earlier in the season when wine is cheap. Ultimately, later on, when the time came to pay it up and he didn't have the money, which he's going to collect from the wine was much more expensive. So he's getting back much more than what he owed him. So Savra Papa Lameim, Papa thought to say that Ki Amri Nasmachta Lekaina, when do we say that an Asmachta, guaranteeing something that's much more than what's owed, that it's not usually Kaina, that's by land, the lavlas windikaima, that people don't usually sell land, and therefore if someone promises that he's going to give him his land, like the case that we're discussing up until now, if I don't pay you within three years, you can take my field, that's obviously a guzma, that's hyperbolic, that's just exaggerations, and therefore that's not going to be kind. Avalchama, but by wine, kivin de lizwinikoi, wine is one of the basic things that people sell, that's what they make it for. Kizuzidami, it's like money, and therefore that's not considered a problem of asmachta. On that, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda B'Shula Rav Papa, he says, Nahochar Amin Mashmid Rabba, this is what they say in the name of Rabba. Kol di'i, whenever you have a situation of, and that if, oh, I owe you money, oh, if I don't, and I promise you I'm going to, anything like that, which is creating more than what's really should be, Loi Kani is not going to create an acquisition. So, although, like Rav Papa pointed out, that the wine is used for sale, it's still the same type of guzma like land, because it wasn't at that point in time the time to sell the wine. It was very cheap to price, and he's promising that at that time he's going to give him that same amount of wine, which is going to be much more expensive. That's the same type of di'i, of a guzma, of a classic asmacht, and therefore, like Kanya, he doesn't owe him that amount of wine. Moreover, Amr of Nachman, he says, Hashu de Amr Rabban asmacht lekanya. Now that the rabbis say that an asmachta does not acquire for the person that he promised it to, so actually, had the hour of a hadra payri. What happens is that in this situation, let's say in the case we're discussing up until now, where he says, if I don't pay you within 3 years, you can take my field. If, let's say, the consumer, meaning the lender, ultimately ended up taking the land, and they even ate the fruits on it, and then they find that the halacha is, hey, although I promised it to you, it's leikanya, he has to give back the field, and he has to give back the payers that he ate. Now, that the Gemara asks. Lememr de Savra Rav Nachman Mechila Betois, is that to say that Rav Nachman holds that when someone is forgiving on something in error, meaning this, that's the case that we're discussing over here, where the seller, meaning the borrower who was the one that was selling his field, if he doesn't pay up within 3 years, he thought, he promised this, that it's acquired to the one who bought it from him, meaning the one who lent him money, and that the one who's eating the pears, the one he gave it to, is rightfully eating it. And he didn't know that, so he's meichel it because he thinks that's the law. So it's a mechila b'tayis, because it turns out that really the asmachta is loikan, and what he promised him really is not valid, but he thought it was. So is that to say that Rav Nachman holds that loihavi mechila is not going to be a mechila? Because he says that the land has to be given back and the fruits have to be given back, even though the guy who sold it thought that it was okay and he was meichel in it. And therefore it seems like Rav Nachman holds that it's not a mechila. And that has to get more of a idma, but we learned as follows. If someone sells the fruits of a palm tree, before the fruits had even come out at all, just when you see just the tree, it says when there's going to be fruits, so I'm selling to you the fruits right now. So it's machlokes. Amar Rav Huna, he says, actually, if he wants to retract from the sale before the payers started coming out, then even according to the man da'amah that says that a person could acquire something that didn't come to the world yet, but however, that's only if he wants to retract after it came to the world. But if the fruits didn't come out yet, so then he could retract. But if the fruits already came out, then he cannot retract because, again, Rav Huna holds that a person could be maknadovish lebel oilam at the time of the sale, which is that when the sale should take effect, when it comes to the world, and since it came to the world, the sale already has taken effect and they can't retract anymore. Rav Nachman, he disagrees. He says, no, but even if the fruits already came out, he could retract because he holds that a person cannot be makna dovish lebel oilim. So although they quote made a sale, it's not a valid sale because the world has to be extant when you make the sale and it's not yet in the world. Now, but for Rav Nachman, and this is the point that Gemara is asking from, Rav Nachman says, but Medina, I agree that although that the seller could retract, but the ishamid va'achal, but if the buyer already grabbed off the fruit and ate it, loy mafkinim inay, that we don't go ahead and take it back from him. The reason for that is because as long as the seller didn't retract, he thinks that he made a sale with the guy, so he was meichel on whatever the guy he sold to eats it, even though it was an error, because he didn't know that he could retract. He thought that it is a sale, but really the halacha is that it's not a sale, as Rav Nachman holds, that selling something that's labeled oilam, it's not a sale, even when it's bala oilam. So therefore we see that he's meichel whatever the guy eats. If he didn't eat it, it's okay. So we said halacha is, he got to give it back because it's really his. But if he ate it, he's meichel it, and therefore the guy doesn't have to pay it back. So we see that mechila betois, having mechila, that contradicts the halacha of Nachan that we just said, that regarding since asmachtos leikanya, that he has to give everything back. Obviously we see that mechila betois is not a mechila. So that the Gemara says, that the two cases are different. Hasam zvini. There in the machlikis that he has with Davuna is talking about a sale. Hacha halva, here it's talking about by a loan. So therefore, although mechila betoyis, as we see from there, is a mechila, but here in the case that we're discussing now, Gemara is different because it will have the appearance of ribbis. Because although it is a sale ultimately, but since originally the asmachta starts off from a loan, it's like ribbis kitzutza. It's like that it's a prearranged case of ribbis. Because there is no avak ribbis by somebody that's a loan. That's only by somebody that's a sale, as we learned in the Mishnah of Samach Mebeis, by a case of Marben Peres. So since we're talking about here that it starts with a loan, we're more stringent in regards to this halacha where, since it's machtes loikanya, we say that he has to give everything back. So although generally mechila betoyis would be mechila, and what the guy ate, he should not have to give back. But here we're saying that even what he ate, he has to give back, because since it's a biblical case of halva, and it has the appearance of ribbis, so although by mechse beribbis we could be lenient, let's say by a sale, because there only the whole thing of a sale of ribbis is only rabbinic in the first place, and it's only mechseke ribbis, only looks like that. But here, since we're talking about a loan, that's why in this case of Asmach Lekanya, he says, you don't, not only do you have to give back the land, but you even have to give back the peris, because it's mechzi karibis, and on the biblical case of a loan, we're more machmer, we say that we're concerned for the appearance of it looking like a case of ribis kitzutza, which is this prearranged, that he promises him, if I don't give you back at a certain point in time, that you'll be able to take back even more. That's the lender getting more than what he gave. Therefore, Asmach Lekanya, since it's not a kinyan, then it's a problem about this ribis kitzutza, at least on a rabbinic level of mechzik ribis, and that's what he has to give back, not just the land, but even the peiros.